Last week, the Huntington Beach City Council approved funding for a report that will study how that city can combat rising sea levels. Well, the talk of climate change, or global warming, in traditionally conservative Orange County is to some a scientific discussion, but for others it's also a political discussion as well. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's with us now for our Orange County line this week. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So do politics and science mix in this case?
They're going to have to because it's already happening in the coastal cities of Orange County, and specifically the two cities that have the most houses right next to the coast, and the houses are literally at sea level, the city of Newport Beach and the city of Huntington Beach. So the most recent city council to take this up was Huntington Beach. They just approved, you know, the money. I think it's about $50,000, and they're going to get a matching grant to go with it. But I believe it was about a year or so ago, Newport Beach, they made actual, you know, mini national news when they admitted that our house is on the small islands where the richest of the richest live, they're probably going to be covered in water in about 10 to 15 years if the sea levels keeps rising the way it is.
What has the talk been in political circles about climate change, about rising sea levels? Are they debunking this? Are they saying it's a hoax? Or are they saying this is for real?
Well, at least with the, you know, the grassroots and the party faithful, they're always going to say global warming, climate change, it's a liberal conspiracy, especially, you know, within Orange County, which is, of course, in California, which is always trying to do these carbon emission taxes and, you know, try to make everything better just so we don't have as much global warming or anything.
Now, you're hearing down there, though. That's what politicians are saying.
They've been saying that forever. From Dana Rohrabacher. Dana Rohrabacher, the congressman who happens to represent Huntington Beach, he once infamously said that global warming millions of years ago were created by dinosaur flatulence. That was his words in Congress. So now to have the city of Huntington Beach say, well, we're not going to get into the science of what global warming is, but we have to deal with the fact that the water is rising and a lot of our economy is based on the beach. I think, if not a slap to the face of Rohrabacher and his ilk, at the very least, a grown-up acknowledgement of the fact that this world is changing.
Now, wisely, you mentioned this is California. Not all conservatives, Gustavo, believe climate change is a hoax, and I suspect there are a few progressives who don't believe the Earth is about to self-combust either.
Exactly.
So why can't there be a rational debate about the environment without deference to politics?
I wish they could.
Am I dreaming here? Is that a perfect world?
Of course you're dreaming. My God, we're in California where everything is politicized, where if you're a Republican, you know, in the minds of Democrats, you're a Neanderthal. And if you're a Democrat in the minds of Republicans, you're a hippy-dippy, free-love San Francisco limousine-loving liberal. But I think it's great, though, that Newport Beach and Huntington Beach, these are city councils with almost everyone on both councils are Republicans, especially the people on the coast for the most part are conservative, well-to-do people. And when they themselves are saying, like, okay, let's cut the political bull, we need to deal with the problem at hand, I think it's a stepping stone to having an adult, rational conversation about what is going to happen. And because those are the first two cities, but eventually other cities are going to have to talk about this. Seal Beach, not Dana Point or Laguna Beach. They're mostly up in the cliffs. But who knows, you know, what the projections are going to be in 100 years or even 50 years. The problem, especially in Newport Beach, some of the most exclusive addresses are on Lido Isle, Balboa Island, Harbor Island. And those are right at sea level. Even if the sea increases by 6 inches, that's still going to mean islands are going to be submerged partially, and no one wants to deal with that.
Gustavo Arellano from the OC Weekly. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.